Today on Real Life Radio.
Jesus is announcing that God the Father has done everything to see to it that his people has gotten or would get his word. And it was the religious professionals that kept people from hearing the word of God.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. You ever felt like something's missing in your life? Maybe you've been searching for answers, for peace, or a sense of purpose? You know, the truth is those longings are there because you were created to know God. At jackhibbs.com, there's a tab called Know God. It's designed to help you discover what it truly means to have a relationship with God. This isn't about religion. It's about understanding who God is and why he loves you and how you can find hope and forgiveness through Jesus Christ. The page breaks it down in a simple, clear way, answering common questions and guiding you through the steps of faith. It's a great place to explore and reflect whether you're just curious or you're ready to make that next step. So don't miss out on the most important relationship you'll ever have. Visit that tab called Know God at jackhibbs.com. And start your journey today. That's jackhibbs.com. Because knowing God changes everything in your life for the better. Take that next step. Explore and reflect at the Know God section at jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called The Parables of Jesus with his message titled Parable of the Householder and His Heir, Part 2. Whenever Jesus spoke to the crowds, he often used common everyday themes that the Bible calls parables. But in this case, Jesus goes even deeper. You see, we learned in part one that the message behind this parable about the vineyard is God's true design for Israel, that in spite of its corrupt religious leaders, Israel would be a source of blessing both to him and to the nations of the world. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that the corrupt religious leaders like the scribes and the Pharisees of Jesus' day, they twisted God's message and even murdered God's prophets. It's why we match what is said against God's word and then act upon God's message. Now with his message called Parable of the Householder and His Heir, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Listen, we got this sick thing in our world about, what sin did he commit to get such a terrible ending? Why do we think like this? How have we been so polluted by this false doctrine of stuff? If some godly person enters eternity by what, cancer? You know this, a child of God. Are you not a child of God? Well, you know what, this or that. And there's this wicked thing in the back of our minds that somewhere came along through false doctrine. Well, I wonder what. You know what happened? His car blew up and his house burned down? He's a Christian? Well, I wonder what he's been doing. Did you know that's wicked? Did you know we get a lot of that stuff from Christian media? Well, Stephen got stoned by these religious people. I wonder what sin was in his life. Well, if you ask God, none, because Jesus died for his sins. When are we going to wake up to the fact that the church throughout history has suffered persecution more often than it has not? We've been westernized for our time. These days are returning, in my opinion. So I don't believe you. Oh, you really? Then you know what? Let's get together. Let's get a milk carton. I'm not a milk carton. What am I saying? A crate. Let's get a milk crate and let's go pick some street corn. Let's go down to the shops. Set it up, start preaching the gospel. Watch how long we last. Maybe we should do that. Don't tell anybody. Don't go out now and tell people. They'll call the cops before we have a chance to get arrested. They'll arrest us for thinking about it. Were you going to preach Jesus? Yes, you're arrested. But I didn't do it yet. It's in your mind. Yeah, Clyde, our resident Gideon just said, all you got to do is go out on a sidewalk and hand out a Bible and see what happens. That's the Gideons do, you know, around the world. They hand out Bibles. God is faithful. He was faithful to Stephen, preaching to these religious leaders, the same people Jesus was speaking to earlier. God is faithful. 2 Kings 21:10, church. We don't have much time, and Apparently, this parable is going to take us months to go through, clearly. And it's already. 2 Kings 21:10 says, "And the Lord spoke by his servants, the prophets, saying." And every time they opened their mouths, they were hated by people. Amos 3, verse 7, "Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets." That's not going to win you any friends. I highly recommend, by the way, a book regarding this topic we're on here right now, The Faithfulness of God. God revealing himself to the heart of a man, a woman. You want to read a cool book that will heighten your awareness to this need? It's called God Tells the Man Who Cares. God Tells the Man Who Cares. Buy the book. Go to Amazon, get a used one. You might even be able to read it online for free. It's by A.W. Tozer. It will make you think. You want to know what the heart of God is all about? You want to know what heaven's concerned about? You really? Then pursue God's heart and he'll tell you secrets. And let me tell you, the moment God tells you a secret about life, about the church, about the future, about whatever, you are not going to be popular. You will be mocked, made fun of, ridiculed by those that are around you or your peers. You'll be discredited because you can have two pastors side by side, and while one is golfing, the other one is fasting. While one is playing games, the other one is crying out to God. And one gets his sermons from books, and the other one gets his sermon from the heartbeat of God. And listen, when both of them stand up, the one guy's church might be bazillion million people attending, because in the last days, the Bible says, we're going to want to have teachers that tickle our itching ears, make me feel good, don't ruffle my feathers. While the other guy says, this is the way, the Bible, this is what God says. And this is what God is saying to our culture. And listen, people will marginalize this guy. They'll cut him off at the knees. How do you know? Jesus said it always happens this way. And somebody stand up today and decry the pathetic state of the church that it's in today. And the word of wisdom, all of these internet ministries, and there's not a real name attached to the person that's the author of the website. Did you hear what I said? These are real dangers. Well, I read it on the internet. Must be true. Internet's the greatest platform of lying because you can't prove a thing that's on there. And here's the deal. We know this. I know this for a fact. There's people who write articles and they have a complete false name. And they'll sign it Billy Bop, right? Mr. Billy Bop. I'm Mr. Billy Bop and I am the investigator of the, I'm a journalist. Be careful. Be very, very careful. God sends his prophets to a culture. And I'm going to ask you, you don't have to answer. I'm going to ask you, read from Old to New Testament. How was God's prophets received? The perfect overriding answer is just look at Jesus. Jesus is announcing in advance in this parable what was going to happen to himself. Remember, he said, the landowner said, I'll send my son, they'll honor him. But they killed him. Jesus prophesied their future acts. Jeremiah 1, we already hit on this before by impromptu, but Jeremiah 1, 4 and 5, then the word of the Lord came to me, that's Jeremiah saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nations. And by and large, a prophet's ministry is rejected. Both in time and history, it's proven to be so. In Matthew 23, and we'll have to end at this one. Matthew 23, 29. Listen to this. Matthew 23, 29. Jesus says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. This is God speaking. Can you imagine? Woe to you. The word woe means condemned. This is Jesus speaking. Condemned? You are. Who? Scribes and Pharisees? Hypocrites? Wow. Because you build the tombs of the prophets. You kill people who tell you the truth. Verse 31, Matthew 23. Therefore, you are witnesses against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Man. It's a good thing we're doing this message on Wednesday night. Because you do it on Sunday, nobody will come back. See, I really don't like what you're saying tonight on a Wednesday night either. This is the truth. Unless our hearts are broken by our own realization of what we've done to Jesus. Look, I don't have to look at all of you. All I have to do is stop long enough to look at myself, and I come to the clear understanding that within 10 seconds, I become guilty of having crucified the Lord of glory. So what do you mean? How long does it take you for your thoughts to go to La La Land? I mean, it doesn't even have to be what you might be thinking about right now. Focus, come back. Come back to me. Come back. Come back. It could be this whole time tonight you've been thinking about, oh gosh, do you think Nordstrom's is open till 9? Or, you know what I'm saying? There's a battle. It doesn't have to be anything. Look, it doesn't have to be anything that you do or not do. It's all in here. And what liberty if we come to the realize, oh my goodness, Lord, I'm the one that's guilty. I'm the one that needs you.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Well, you're really hard on those scribes and Pharisees. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that. All I have to do is read this and think of me. All I have to do is open this up and read what we're reading in the mirror and look at me about every few words. Read, look, read, look. Why? Because I'm the one that's guilty. Jack, you shouldn't be so hard on yourself. It's okay. I view you the same way as I view me. Right? In love, come on. I mean, don't, listen, it's true. It's when I was lost without Jesus, I saw myself kind of cool. Listen, man, when you're lost, you look at all the stuff that's going on in the world right now, it's good. When you're lost, you see all this stuff happening, you go, that's good, that's good, it's good. And you don't want to have, listen, you don't want to know anything. Hey, did you hear today about the UN? I don't need to know that. Did you hear today about up in Sacramento? I don't need to know that. Why? Because in your mind, you're creating this universe, and it's all good. I just feel, I apparently feel very ornery tonight. But have you ever seen jaywalking? Jay Leno, when he sends his film crew out in the streets of L.A., and they say, what did you think today about what President, John Adams did today? Well, I think it's okay. Yeah, and you know, the decision that he made about this and regarding the price of, ice cream in the county. What do you think about that? I think it's good. I think it's, we could use an increase in ice cream. I mean, people actually get into a dialogue of a make-believe, ridiculous thing. They think they know about it. What's that indicative of? What is that announcing? A culture that does not want to know. Only tell me good stuff. And then a prophet comes along. Because remember what Israel told Jeremiah? Will somebody shut him up? Because he's always talking about negative stuff. And Jeremiah said, listen, you need to get ready. You need to put your helmet on. Because Nebuchadnezzar's coming from Babylon. And they go, we don't want to hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in that age right now. I said, how do you know? Just look at what's the most watched thing on TV. Whatever entertains. Don't tell me real stuff. I might get bombed. Jesus was telling them, and they got bombed. And in their heart, they were saying, And then it came out of their mouth. We don't want his name mentioned anymore. Can we start shutting people up who are on his team? Can we pass a law to do that? Let's pass a bill. Let's get the city council together. And let's all vote to not mention Jesus' name, because it really gets people cranked up. I mean, you can mention any other name, and that's cool. But the moment you mention Jesus, I mean, that really gets people on edge. Ladies and gentlemen, sound familiar? You say, I don't understand. I don't get it. Go to work tomorrow and tell your whole company, Jesus loves you. You could say Granny Goose loves you. They'll be completely cool with that. You can say, you know, Dolly Madison loves you. It's totally cool. Your French fries are ready here up front. Don't you hate when that happens in church? The phone rings like that? It's terrible. It hurts. But you guys think about that. You can mention anything. You can say anything. And people go, oh, yeah, but no. They might even go, what? When you tell them, you know, the Michelin man loves you. They'll just go, okay. Man, you say Jesus loves you. That's it. Right? Listen, let's pray. Because God does love you. Jesus does love you. And if you're here today and you're saying, man, that upsets me. Well, listen, get used to it, because he's not going anywhere. You can run, but you can't hide. You can catch a boat and head to Tarshish. You can get swallowed by a whale. You can't hide. You can get in your car and cuss me out all the way home. I mean, we'll be on the radio again in a half an hour. You can get all upset again. I hate that guy. I can't stand that church. Bible, too much time in the Bible. Too many Bible verses. I understand that. I just pray two things, that this would be a prophetic ministry speaking into you like a prophet, and that your heart would soften and realize, man, I can't hide anymore. Father, we come to you tonight. We love you, God. So true is your word. We love you because it says you first loved us. We can't even pat ourselves on the back for loving you, because you loved us when we were unlovable. You loved us when we were lost. You loved us when we were suicidal. You loved us when we were grumpy. You loved us when we were moody or angry, are filled with violence. You loved us when we were filled with resentment. You loved us when we were filled with religion. And you just whittled us down over time. Over and over again, you cut us down until we had nowhere, maybe perhaps like tonight, but to look up. And Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, it's amazing to realize that everyone hearing the sound of my voice right now, every human being throughout all time and eternity will someday see you on your throne, the very one the world killed. What a shock that's going to be to the universe. No wonder why Isaiah says that the nations and the kings of all the earth, your word says, they will say, you specifically target these global leaders, the kings of the earth will say nothing when they see you. Their mouths, the Bible says, will hang open and they'll be speechless. Wow. In their minds and in their hearts, we can already predict what we'll be shouting there Jesus. It's Jesus. Oh my, I had a hunch, I had a thought, I pushed it out of my mind. It was always Jesus, and there he is. And these angels bowing down, and these innumerable hosts of people praising him. And for some, Lord, we understand they'll be drawn closer into your presence. And from some, they will be pulled away down and through an ever darkening tunnel into a pit. Tonight I pray, Father, in this gathering, that none of us would miss this opportunity. To shed from ourselves coats of self-righteousness, self-achievement and arrogance and pride and, can I say, self-respect in that way? That we would be now choosing, as you've asked us, to divorce ourselves from ourselves. And tonight acquiesce, bow, submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Tonight I pray, dear God, that we would fall upon that rock and be broken, lest in the day when it comes, the rock grinds to powder those who reject free heaven, free grace, free love, free acceptance at such a costly, costly price. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe tonight God is speaking to you and you're saying, Pastor Jack, this is me. Tonight is the night for me. I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. This is it. I've been religious. I've even owned a Bible. I've come to church for a while. But tonight's the night. I want a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We ask it in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called Parable of the Householder and His Heir, Part 2. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's new series called The Parables of Jesus. It's a series that highlights the teachings of Jesus while he was here on this earth. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
You ever find yourself longing for a deeper spiritual walk? Well, for many believers, the Holy Spirit's just a mysterious idea we hear about on Sundays but rarely live out on Mondays. What if His presence could transform your daily life, fueling you with hope and power and unstoppable joy? What if His guidance could help you navigate through decisions, strengthen relationships, and bring genuine peace to your soul? Well, this month, Pastor Jack Hibbs is featuring Living Water by Chuck Smith. It's a down-to-earth look at the Holy Spirit who can revolutionize the way you connect with God. Inside, you'll uncover practical biblical insights to help you walk in step with the Spirit right where you are. No hype, no cliches, just real answers for everyday challenges.
This book changed my life. Authored by my pastor, Chuck Smith, the book Living Water, incredible.
Living Water is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio.
There are a lot of voices out there shouting this and that, spreading lies, personal agendas, and deceitful half-truths. But when we fill our minds and hearts with the Word of God and have a quiet time with the Lord, those voices are silenced. You see, the Lord speaks with a still, small voice, but His words are powerful and true. So if you haven't started a devotional time or just need some direction, we'd like to help. Pastor Jack has weekly devotions on his website that includes a Bible verse and a conversation with him that relates to that verse. Simply go to jackhibbs.com and click on the Devotions tab. There are also previous devotions that you can enjoy every day of the week. You can even email us if you've been blessed and want to share your experience. Again, it's on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com.
Did you know that along with the radio program, Pastor Jack also has a TV show with more of the Pastor Jack Hibbs content that you like? It's called Real Life TV. If you enjoy Pastor Jack on the radio, you're going to love him on TV. So check out your local listings or visit jackhibbs.com and catch the latest episodes. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.